This show is for entertainment purposes only. Do your own research. We do not have a fact-checking department. Any claims made by any person appearing on the Intel Scanner Radio Show are the view of the individual. The Intel Scanner Radio Show does not endorse nor pander to anybody. We are completely First Amendment approved, and the NSA does not thank you for listening.
We're broadcasting worldwide. It's a transmission set in emergency status.
Coming out of FEMA Sector 8.
Yes.
Of Northern America. We're frightened. You're frightened.
They're taking prisoners. No one's getting out alive. What's the warning? Warning, warning. Will Robinson. Danger, danger.
So, I'm scared. Everybody's scared.
Scary. Holy shit. Do you see what's going on out there? It's madhouse. It's madness. It's like a guy riding a unicycle juggling fireballs after he poured gasoline all over himself.
It's constantly, all the time, frightening fucking madness. Let's talk about the psychopath that, before we get on topic, welfare abuse is the topic. Welfare Christmas.
It's a very welfare Christmas.
It is. A farewell to welfare Christmas.
Happy welfare to you.
Happy welfare Christmas to you, to everybody.
For we would not have gotten by this year without the welfare.
To Lockheed Martin, to Boeing. But we're going to get all into that. But
they would have still got by, I'll bet, even without all the welfare.
Let's hold off on that. I just want to say, let's talk about a very Christmassy story. The psychopath in New York that shot the two cops sitting in the cop car.
Killed his wife first?
Yeah, killed his wife.
Just as a bonus?
Posted a bunch of shit on the internet. And went and shot these two cops in the head. So, what do we think about that? We talk a lot of shit on here.
Well, I mean, I don't know. You know what I got to say about it? That seems like a fucking setup to me from the get-go. It seems like they want to create this, that they're pumping this. A couple cops got shot in Arizona, I do believe, just recently also, and you don't see that on the news.
So you think this guy could be MK Ultra?
Wound up, a wound-up patsy.
Could be an MK
Ultra. Went up and did that. Killed his wife and then went and killed two cops for some god-awful reason. I mean, number one, I'm surprised that more cops don't get shot to death and just assassinated every day due to the oppression of the police state and the policies of all of these police departments and all of the brutality and mindless crap and the cronyism and the gang mentality and the thugness and all the shit that goes on in the police departments, not to mention the corruption with the bringing in drugs and being the drug sellers and all this other stuff. So I'm surprised more cops don't get assassinated, being as so many lives get ruined every day by the police.
Because they can arrest you for doing the same things that they're doing.
Yeah. And so they should be held to a higher standard of accountability, and they're not. And so I can see the anger building up in the people across the nation. So I'm surprised that, you know, but it takes one to set it off. So if the MK Ultra guys can get one guy to go out, you know, wind him up, man, go out, kill a couple cops, and he does. And now all kinds of copycat dudes are going to go out there like, yeah, that's a great idea. You know what I mean? That was awesome. And, you know, yeah, with the fuck them pigs, they should die. When really...
Because this is a good one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I mean, it's two cops dead, but I mean...
He killed himself too, didn't he?
Yes.
So yeah, it's conveniently.
Like a good MK Ultra.
Conveniently, yeah.
Conveniently, he's dead.
Okay, two cops in Arizona were just murdered too. Didn't hear about that on the media, though,
no.
Either. Just last week.
Tell us what happened.
Just a couple cops assassinated. Similar thing.
Same thing, they were just sitting in their car?
Not in their car. I think they were in a restaurant. Someone came in a restaurant and just poked up. Also,
you mean like the one like back in Las Vegas like a year ago?
No.
Is that the one you're talking about? Where the guy dressed up like Joker and put YouTube videos out?
No.
Remember that one? That was a good one.
that had
fucking
MK Ultra all over it also.
That was like the doofus part of the CIA pulling those ones off. Like there's like the good part of the CIA that pull off like the 9/11 shit. And then there's like the doofus part of the CIA that pulls off like the Sandy Hook and these other doofus
shootings.
These doofus shootings where it's just like, what are you doofuses fucking doing with your lives? I mean, really?
Mm-mm-mm. But see, them guys, like, are prototypes. Those are beta tests to see how the public's going to react and to see how good they can pull it off and how much they can make this person do. Not to mention, if they go in there and there's always a failsafe. So they sent this patsy up, get him all drugged up, wound up on whatever, and he's in the thing. They're like, you have to kill. And he's like, overcomes the whole thing and says, no, I'm not going to kill. There's about three other dudes in there going, all right, yeah, you are. Pap, pap, pap. And they do the shooting for him. And then all of a sudden, chloroform, and he's all, and they got him. Or he's dead. One or the other, you know what I mean? I mean, is that like a clown shooter guy still alive even?
No. They were suicides as well.
Oh, yeah, great.
Videos, their videos are still posted on YouTube if you want to check it. I forget his name, whatever. I think they're posted on InfoWars as well. On Alex Jones. The big Alex Jones website. Alex Jones, big fan, Intel Scanner.
Glad he could show up the other day.
Oh, that was awesome. He showed up. Was that for the, when, oh no, that was us and Eric Holder when we shaved our genitals. That was a fun show.
I'm still scratching.
I am too.
Still itchy.
Eric Holder is a man among men. He's something else.
He's a mustache among
men. Yes. He does have a mustache that sits above, like at the top of the pyramid of humanity. It's pretty frightening. So here we are, welfare abuse. Welfare, welfare, welfare.
Welfare.
I want to focus more on, like, corporate welfare. What do we think about corporations that are 90% to 100% government subsidized? Funded completely by the government.
Completely by the taxpayer.
Completely, well, let's just say government. I mean, these corporations, these businesses, they claim to be privately owned. They're traded on the stock market as privately owned companies. But these companies wouldn't exist. They would not exist without government subsidies, without the government coming in and completely paying for them. And we are talking about Lockheed Martin, Boeing, Northrop Grumman. You're throwing them at the Serco.
And Facebook and Google both just got huge tax things from the government.
There you go.
I mean, what was that other one? Raytheon. Rand Corporation, Serco, one of our favorites. They all get funded by the government. And in the big slice of the pie, what gets paid for, it's just a little thin sliver that is social welfare, and a giant proportion of that goes to corporate welfare. And then the other big portion goes to the military. So,
well, that's what these corporations are the military. I mean, what is the military without these corporations that are building their weapons and building their boats? Because that's what Northrop Grumman is. Northrop Grumman owns the boatyards throughout the South and on the East Coast that build these huge battleships. They're the subcontractor that build the battleships. Now, and they build some drones, but their main business is battleships. You have Lockheed Martin building the drones as their main source of income. And then you have Raytheon that's lasers. That's their main, and these corporations are completely funded by corporate. So these taxpayers.
Doesn't Raytheon make those Stinger boxes also?
The Harris Corporation. Yes. Oh, Harris Corporation. There's
another one. That's
another
the
fucking
one.
Scumbag corporation. Yeah. And it's frightening that these corporate that you have this completely subsidized government subsidized corporate media. Paid for by these same fucking people, and they're going to sit here and tell you that food stamps are bad. These people that are on food stamps and this small little slice of the pie of social welfare, when all these corporate, the entire fucking huge military, the entire imperial military is government subsidized. It would be one thing if the people were paying for this huge military. If it was all privately funded and everybody felt, you know what, this is what we do and we want to just take over the world. But it's not. It's not. It's coming to a point where, I mean, who knows what's coming, right?
You make a good point.
Well, I'm saying.
Right, I mean.
You know, the food stamp program isn't what's taking up all the money. You know what I'm saying? It's not that much. So, what these corporations and it's all set up through the banksters that control all of these corporations, really. All the corporations seem to be just different management teams, once again, for
the banks.
For the banks.
It's all just... See, and that's the illusion, is that there's these all these different corporations and all these different business... No! There's only, what, one umbrella corporation? Has it all completely consolidated into one? Has it by now?
Well, all the media, all radio stations, all the TV stations.
I'm talking everything.
Even is owned everything. By six corporations. So I from mean, even oil, that is
from
just
oil
down
to TV
six.
To Hollywood to everything. Has it all come under one
down,
yet?
No,
it's not. Last days of Voltaire.
The umbrella corporation.
Yes,
and that will control it all.
Because once it comes under one absolute corporation, it is the last
thing. I think they used to be called the Umbrella Corporation. Now they're called Carl's Jr. I think Carl's Jr. is really who's going to take over.
They're called conglomerate conglomerate businesses. It's a conglomeration of businesses. What it is
so
you're
it's
fucked.
Like a council of unions, committees and unions of different committees. That all serve the same head corporation, different management teams. They all get their little piece. It's, you know, just like the guy that manages the factory that builds the stupid Kevlar vest to the guy that, you know, gets the paperwork from the government to say that they can build them and then the government will pay for those.
Well, see, you know what it seems like to me is that we are at the very last moment before the elite class of human beings have the technology to do away with the bourgeois and the fucking and the proletariat and the proles. The proles, hey, like that.
The proles.
And the proles.
I just read something about a robot being able to help people in stores now. They're already doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's going to come a time.
Soon they won't need slaves, which they're breeding
yeah,
still
exactly.
today.
Yeah, exactly. In the store, and they're going to do without.
All we are, mouths to feed and gas to be used, air to breathe. They're going to get rid of us. So,
rise of the machines.
Useless eaters.
It's pretty much going to be rise of the machines.
So would they take the Ebola virus completely out and they're like breeding it and genetically engineering it to make it stronger?
It would work better with just bullets and explosions and
it'd work better with
all
a cure
like that,
if they had like
than
a
viral.
Immunity.
Viral's dirty.
They'll just make an immunity dirty. Do it first. They'll immune everybody and then they'll release the general public.
Just do it old school. Do it old school. Bullets and bombs and blah, blah, blah.
Troops on the streets, kicking in doors, dragging people out, shooting them in the head.
That's
all that.
The fucking Bolshevik type. Fucking, that'll be fun.
But see, they don't even have to do that anymore. That's so much, so that's dirty, they feel like. It's like, what's so much easier just for everybody
to... I was going to say, it's kind of a lot of work.
Why doesn't everybody just go ahead and drop dead without all of that fuss? You know what I mean? So that's how they want to do it. I mean, no, not to mention how many Hellfire missiles does it take? If there's 300 million people in America, then they could make 300 million Hellfire missiles and pop them through everybody's front door. They got an app for that. Shit. You know?
Yes. They have an app for
they
that.
They have an app for that.
The cluster bomb to your head. That'd be awesome. Like, they shoot up a cluster bomb right now, and it was, like, laser pointed, and, like, all our foreheads right now. Blows through the roof.
You know? They have
just
the
like
technology
four,
already.
Four tight little explosions through the ceiling here in our brains. Like, four little splotches of brains.
So, I mean, you're talking like fucking madmen and maniacal, crazy sociopaths are running this shit.
Well, yeah.
Is that what's going on here? But what's stopping them from doing this
haven't
already?
Haven't we already decided this?
Yeah, but what's stopping them from doing it already?
They're not ready.
You don't think they got the tech for this?
Oh, they do, but they haven't. They don't have the... What, are they going to start killing everybody and then come out with all the robots? They have to make the robots first.
There has to come
I mean,
a critical mass point.
They
got to
make it first and then... It'll switch right at the right moment, right when they see the serenity. They're like,
we haven't reached a critical mass moment. Now Fukushima might be the critical mass moment, where I mean, if that really does start killing off the oceans, I mean, we will have reached. We might already be there.
The oceans are already dying off. The Pacific Ocean's already dying.
We got to be worried if it's killing. Yes.
It's going to be soiling green.
If it kills all the seaweed, that's what we need to keep.
Plankton.
And the plankton. And
the seaweed, the plankton. Have an overabundance.
So, yeah, it seems like things are going sour on that front over there. Not too good.
Almost directly responsible because of corporate welfare. These corporations have been allowed to do whatever they want at the total expense of people that have no say in whatever. And it's frightening.
Being
right?
Fooled under the guise that they're being represented also. The common man is not being represented in government. Can we agree on that? You think so? You think that we're being represented and they're looking out for the people's best interest? Is that a rhetorical question? Yeah. So I mean,
is that a joke question?
So as they
are you
fund,
fucking trying to crack jokes on the goddamn Intel scan?
Every taxpayer dollar goes to pay for corporations that keep feeding this giant war machine, and keep feeding all these prison systems, and keep feeding all of the suppression and the police state and the militarization of all this. That's what the welfare is paying for. That's what the corporate welfare pays for.
Yes,
all of this crap. And you're worried about fucking food stamps, and you swipe my EBT. It's free, nigga. I mean, come on. You know what I'm saying?
It's free. Swipe my EBT. We should get that. We're going to get that queued up. We're going to play that here.
So, that's my new favorite song anyways. All you got to do is fuck. 9 months later, you're getting the bucks.
Getting the big bucks.
So, yeah. I mean, and that's like a drop in the giant bucket of all of this shit. They're paying for $1 trillion freaking aircraft carriers
with this shit. Yes.
And fucking all this stuff that's like this sound cannons to break up protests and shit. That's what you...
That's the Raytheon technologies.
That's what we want to fund with our taxpayer dollars. That's what... You know, when you're going to worry about a couple food swipe, my EBT is free. Because that ain't shit. It's just like, what, is it a dollar for a pack of Snickers at the fucking corner store? $2.50 for some nachos. I mean, any shit.
They're making it bad too. When you see people already on welfare, just happy as shit, they're pregnant. Oh, I'm pregnant now. I'm so happy. I'm having another baby.
See, but that's on the other side of that. I'm going to play devil's advocate on that.
All right, let's hear it.
Yeah, and that's disturbing. People that are on the fucking on welfare, like having welfare babies, just to get another $400 a month. I mean, how disgusting and disturbing is that? Right?
Well, that's the sheeple class.
We're going to get to that in the next segment. We'll talk about that more. We'll stay more on the corporate.
I thought that my food stamps was to buy lobster with. That's what that's for, right?
See, I'm all for food stamps. I think food stamps, if you want to go down to the food stamp office and sign up for food stamps and just whatever.
Because how else am I going to buy my lobster?
Who cares?
Are you kidding me? Because fuck yeah.
And you can blow all your food stamps in one night on lobster. And yes. And good.
Because I like to eat well, you know what I mean?
And the fucking, and the taxpayers fucking did that for you. There you go.
But see, I only pay 50 cents on a dollar for my food stamps, you know?
Well, yes.
Not to mention how, well, you know, that they pay my electric bill too, and then I get my another subsidy for my other electric bill too. And but the other, they don't know about each other and they keep giving me more money, so... Why not take it? Why not just get her money? All this taxpayer dollars going to all these hellfire missiles and drones and surveillance grid and wars funded, and where the fuck is that place again? And then all this other shit, like that's what the fuck we're funding with all this? And then so now I'm going to be, you know, you're going to look at me like I'm a lowlife because I'm taking a couple bucks from the same government spending trillions on all this other crap? Like seriously? That's our other line. Yes, caller. Hello.
That's our phone sex line. Yeah. Sorry.
I like to breathe heavy. How you doing? Well, all right. Thanks for calling. I'm hanging up now. All right. Yeah, it was a heavy breather.
We got to pay the bills around
here. Heavy breather. It's actually only $4.99 a minute. Give us a call at 406-545-4496.
Dirty, filthy phone sex.
All the dirty stuff you
want
to say.
Whatever you
want. Talk dirty
live calls.
Oh, God.
Welcome.
Do we want it so good?
That is 406-545-4496. Yeah. This is the Intel Scanner on mtradio.net. If you're just tuning
hot,
in.
Hot, dirty phone sex.
It is the hot, dirty phone sex welfare Christmas.
The hot, dirty
phone. I'm sorry, kids. I didn't get you a present this year because my phone bill was a lot.
Because daddy needed a jacket. Daddy needed a jacket. Listen, anyway.
When I get home, I take off my pants and jacket. Yeah. So, like I was telling this girl earlier, do you want me to kill you before I rape you or after? I mean, come on. I gave her the choice. I gave her the choice.
What would you choose for? I mean, like, do you want to stay alive a little bit longer? But you have to get raped.
But you have to get raped. It, yeah.
Or you just get killed. And then, well, whatever.
Makes no difference to me.
Probably killed. I would say killed. You don't want to have to go through the raping.
Yeah, well, it's me we're talking about. Most of the girls always want me to just rape them first. And hope that they sway my judgment to not kill them after.
That gives you some time. That gives you some time.
If they're really good, maybe I'll change my mind by the end.
That gives you some time.
And then I won't kill her.
To recollect about the times we shared. Yeah. Yes.
Remember that time, like 30 seconds ago?
Do you remember like 45 minutes ago when I was talking? Well, of course you don't know, because that was just me.
You talked me into your van? Yeah, that's how I do here
on the Bill and Ted show.
Girls on welfare, I should say, are easier to talk into my van every time.
Oh, yeah.
Every time.
Puppies and candy.
I hang out outside the welfare office and shit just...
With a van.
Looking out with a van.
Puppies and
looking
candy.
Looking for single moms and stuff and whatever, you know. There's a lot of them down there. That's really the spot to go to pick up chicks is the welfare. They all single. It's like a singles club down
there. That's right.
We were gonna
start talking about the fucking...
The welfare office is fun. You ever been in there?
The fun side of pimping welfare, yes.
Oh, man.
Good call.
It is so fun down at the welfare office. I'm saying, if you know, your kid's bored and you want to go down there and the kids get to play with all the other kids and... There's all these other girls down there, like, all single.
Be like, whoa, it's a booty dance.
Shit, I brought my iPhone with the plug-in speaker and shit. Just bumping some tunes. We was hanging out, and the lines are long at the well for a while. So you're waiting down there for a while.
Yeah.
Just chit-chatting, you know. Your kid gets in the fight with this other kid down there. You're like, oh, shit, come on. Like, apologizing to the mom and stuff. And
move
like,
to the back of the line, try it again.
I'm sorry. Like, yeah, hey, girl, what are you doing later? Yeah,
and you show up and like, hey, you want to smoke?
Hey, you know, right? what you need It's always a good time. Always a good time.
Swipe EBT. It's free.
It's free. Swipe your EBT. We should queue bits and pieces of that up for later.
Welfare's scary. Like government's scary. Because when you really start looking, if you look at all of welfare, that every dollar of government money is welfare. So if every dollar of government money is welfare, that it just becomes, how big does government get, really, at that point? How big does welfare get? How big enough to guard
the poppy fields in Afghanistan to create a 90% uptick in the heroin?
That's just a tiny little bonus on the top of the fucking disgusting pyramid of...
So how much bigger than that does it get? You got 90% of the heroin you're controlling now in the whole world? Not to mention most of the cocaine and all of the child... Porn trafficking.
Well, we've all read 1984.
Human sex slaves.
Okay, well, talking about drugs and porn, we've all read 1984, correct? And in 1984, George Orwell tells you, why does he tell you that there will always be drugs in society? Because drug addiction will always do away with the lowest common denominator of your society. He'll tell you that. And pornography will always distort the family unit. It takes the emotion away out of sex and just becomes entertainment. And that's why, and then 1984, George Orwell, this isn't my bullshit, this is bullshit. And then that's exactly why. You okay?
Yeah, just hearing drones outside.
Drones?
Sexfotainment. That's what the intel scanner selling sexfotainment.
But that's why,
listening pleasure.
But that's why the government will always have, especially drugs. Pornography is just a bonus, how they got to shatter all that. But the drugs, drug addiction's serious business when it comes to human beings. I mean, we can see after decades of the war on drugs just how good the government is at pimping that. Right?
Yes.
Right. Can we get an amen?
Hey man, bro.
Ah, Intel Scanner, the welfare Christmas. So we'll say a Merry Christmas to everybody. Say
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Does anybody want to have shout outs to everybody? Cheers.
Shout out to Ray Ray and Tic Tac up in the D.
My little brother Josh in Connecticut.
Always see y'all. Yeah. Sorry. Oh, and I'll go right ahead.
Thought we were just naming off random. My little brother Josh, he's listening tonight. He's up in Connecticut.
All good. And to Demanding Progress, and to The Soul, yes, and to Earthship Radio. All really awesome shows on mtradio.net. If you've never heard any of those, give them a check out. Give them a like. Is there going to be a new show coming up? I think there's new shows coming down the pipes on mtradio.net.
The Katie Sex Show, is that coming?
What? The Katie Sex Show?
Wasn't... Or is
it's
it
a secret?
Or does she have a different name?
I don't know. There's no name, I don't
think. It's Miss Dominatrix.
Dominatrix.
Or something.
The Mask.
She does need
Bosom.
She's a stage name.
She does. The Masked Bosom, yes. Or something like that.
Miss Bosom or
Miss
something.
Miss Bosom.
Alright, we need a Katie. Sounds we need fun. A Katie name for the show.
Chesty McBusterson.
Chesty McBusterson Sex Show. Yes. Well, I was hoping that'd be like a 2-minute bit, but no, we did it. Chesty McBusterson Show. All right. Chesty so McBusterson. We're going on to something else.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Chesty.
That's real good.
So, Katie, if you're listening, we love you, and we want you to call in because we love you.
We do. 406-545-4496.
Because for the dirty.
Oh, option nonsense. One. And choose option one when you call in on that number. Option one. Don't forget that.
We need to start just sending this number out as a phone sex number. And then whenever people are doing shows, they'll call in to whatever. That's what we need to do. And just do, because that would be funny. To whatever show they're calling into, that would be funny.
The Intel Scanner. Oh,
Intel Scanner.
The talk show and where you from? Sex hotline.
You know. We're here. Which name? Where are you from?
Oh, God, what are you thinking about? Oh. You're not getting along with your boyfriend? Oh, you think he's cheating on you? Oh, I'm so sorry. And you're really cute, and this guy at work thinks you're cute, too. And wow, look at that. Oh,
but
you don't want to do anything because you don't want to cheat on your boyfriend, but you think he's cheating on him? Oh, that's sweet. Oh, I think you should ask your boyfriend to marry him.
We need to do stuff. We need a Mari Povich fucking...
Oh, and you're pregnant too? Shit. Oh, and you were cheating on him with the pool.
So
boy.
If a man fucks you, he can come in you. Yay!
Yes.
Hey.
I like to come inside.
Oh, fuck. Do I?
Do I?
Oh.
And we're coming inside your speakers
inside
right
your
now.
Ears.
And that's my favorite.
With this.
Turn it up, because we coming inside your speakers right now.
This Intel Scanner flavor.
Once it's inside your head, you can never get it out.
Never. Intel Scanner.
So.
The welfare Christmas.
So gas is getting cheaper. So people on welfare will be like happy about that, right?
But people on welfare don't have, the poor people on welfare, like the rich people on welfare.
Well, no, I mean... Technically, they'll get you a car, man, too. If you're all in and you put your name in the hat of the system and you give them all your information.
You can't get a car on
welfare. Oh, man, I'm telling you, they'll pay for a car for you.
No way.
Yeah, they will.
No way.
No way. We need lists. We're going to do a welfare program part two, and we're going to have a list of welfare programs.
And if you already have a car and it's busted down, they'll fix it for you. They get it fixed for you. You
get like heard of that.
You get like a whole bunch, like a $3,000 to $5,000 voucher once a year for a new car or car repairs.
You can get a car on fucking. You can be. What?
Yes.
You can get a subsidized car.
Spread the word,
car.
Man. Spread the word, yeah.
Yes.
They're giving away cars with Obama phones and shit down at the welfare office.
Bush phones? Because... We need to set something straight right here. We've said this on this show several times talking about these goddamn Obama phones.
They got... It's like... It rolls off the tongue, Obama phones.
The welfare... It does. But the welfare phones started out under Bush. That is a Bush Jr. welfare program. And there's no reason to call it Obama phones anymore. Okay, now
Bush
we go.
Phones.
Sorry.
You got your Bush phone, girl.
Got your Bush phone.
Got your Bush phone. That's
Bush
all right. That's
Bush phone. Too. Bush phone sounds good too.
That sounds good too.
I would rather have a Bush phone than an Obama phone. Got your Bush phone,
girl.
I want a Bush phone.
Yeah, I want my new Bush phone. Oh, got I got seven Bush of them phone. In my purse. They just keep Be giving like, them shit. To me. Word.
We about
so,
that time.
If you have a Bush phone, or if you just have a Bush. Give us a call at 406-545-4496.
Share both.
We're going to break, and after break, we'll be taking phone calls from anyone that has
a Bush or a phone.
A Bush or a Bush phone or a phone or a Bush.
Or both.
Choose option one when you call in. What kind of music are we playing, boss?
We've got local tunes from J-Dub, Shangri-La, and the Rich Stafford Project.
Loving it.
Oh, jeez.
Intel Scanner.
The probability of me making it none, but if I fit a chance and I'm taking it, son, as I put Mary J in this blunt, I'ma spit this verse, y'all, it's my latest one. No, fuck it, it's my greatest one, cause yesterday is old and today is young. And if I need some, my homies will say it's done. And when fans ask me why, I'm like, hey, it's fun. And if you hatin', you ain't saying none. I don't even hear you, you're like a cloud of dust in my rear view. I ain't never looking back like my mirror do. I'm just looking ahead at the clear view. I see my homies, my family, and my down chick, my ride or die girl, the one I rode through town with. Yeah, I'm all about the underground shit, the spit from the heart and let it pound shit. That's who I'm found with, that's who I'm surrounding myself with. I ain't trying to be greedy or selfish. They telling me I sold my soul, but how the fuck could I sell this? Ain't gonna be top dog like Relish, but at least I ain't gonna be the knockoff the shelf disc. I'ma be the mixtape you bump day and night. Yeah, fuck what you saying, I'ma say it right. And when I spit it, I get it, I'm with it. I got flow like I'm laying pipe. I did it, you did it, and that's why you hating, right? I know exactly what you wanna say. Older Jake will never make it. You could try to put out his flame, but it burns so much it's crazy. I know exactly what you wanna say. Older Jake will never make it. You could try to put out his flame, but it burns so much it's crazy. This is my letter to God, he never wrote back. If you live one day in these shoes, you'd be so mad. Growing up lost as a little boy with no dad. For real, all I had was a pen and a notepad. I had my mom, but she was busy putting food on the table. Free time I spent sleeping when she was able. That's when I started dreaming of being signed to a label, so we could start living a life that was actually stable. But when I was 10, my mom passed away. They say life is short, she took the fast away. Now take the past away, cause I can't stand it. I took all the smaller things all for granted. Man, I landed on this planet for a deeper plan. Ain't gonna be a bitch, I'ma be the man that my mom raised me to be. Settling for anything less, it's just crazy to me. Man, just you to me. I wanna do this shit for my community. I feel like all my people need is some unity. I feel like if we could all just unite, then maybe it wouldn't be so fucking hard to do right. I fight the same demons that you fight. I might write a song or two to give you what you like. I'm doing it for us, the ones living it up, the ones that might not blow up but ain't giving a fuck. I know exactly what you wanna say. Older Jake will never make it. You could try to put out his flame, but it burns so much it's crazy. I know exactly what you wanna say. Older Jake will never make it. You could try to put out his flame, but it burns so much it's crazy. Man, I wanna call a place a home more than ever. I don't wanna grow alone, I wanna grow together. I wanna express my faults and all of my pain, and hope that it results in all knowing my name. And if it does, then I end up getting a buzz and I blow up, then so what? I'ma still show love to every motherfucker that showed up. Even though I'm so sick of the haters, I could throw up. Yeah, but screw them for hating me for what I'm doing, and that's doing my thing. I'm pursuing my dream, and no matter what, I'm bringing my crew and my team. I keep it true and I mean, on the beat all I need is a brew and the green. I'm that dude on the scene, the stain underground like a basement. I might not make it big and I'm facing it, but at least I got a dream and I'm chasing it.
Cell Scanner, Tuesday nights,
playing local music. We're having a good time. You're listening to F-Bomb, N-Word, and Whack Job tonight on the Intel Scanner. We've got lucky enough to get special guest Whack Job in here. We haven't had him speak as much as we'd like, but we, you know, it's always an honor to have you. How you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's always a pleasure to be here. I'm thoroughly entertained.
Oh, as am I, my friend, as am I. And I hope we are. I hope you are too. We hope you are too. We love everyone that tunes in. We would like to love them even more. So, you know, if you want to say something, you can call in at 406-545-4496. Choose option one. And we'd love to hear from you. If you're on welfare, if you're not on welfare, if you've ever had an abortion, call in. If you're a military veteran, give us a buzz. Come on. If you're a politician, if you're a member of the city council, if you're a police officer, give us a call because we want to ask you some stuff. And anyway, yeah.
Or if Timothy McVeigh, if he's listening, call in.
Oh, yeah.
Been waiting to hear from him.
I'm hoping he don't show up, from what I understand. If he shows up, you
that's... He's like the last person you ever see, yeah, right?
That's what they say.
That's the word on the street.
That's the guy. He's the guy.
He's the guy.
He's the guy.
He's running the shit.
He's the guy.
Supposedly put to death in federal prison. The only reason I bring that up, I get lots of hits on the fucking... I commented on a YouTube video, and I always get fucking comments back. Timothy McVeigh...
is still alive.
It's fucking totally still alive. Yeah. Why would you put to death somebody that's that hardcore, that's that down for what you want? He wants death, destruction, whatever. You would just put him to sleep when he was supposed to be put to death and bring him back to life a few hours later and... Right?
Sure. Change his identity a bit. Put him in the darkest of black ops.
Yeah, give him a surgery.
And he's the guy. He's the guy forever. How loyal would he be forever after?
Yeah, he thought he could get put to death and... What's the cap?
The cap. We don't need any... Where we're going,
we don't need
caps. Except for the caps we're going to bust in your ass. Trying to take your welfare check when you get it. And they're not even much welfare checks. I mean, how much is that? I mean, what about disability? What about veterans benefits? What about all that stuff? That's way more money, I mean, too. But it still isn't a drop in the bucket next to the corporate welfare. The corporations suck up so much of the government money.
You know, you did make me... You both changed my mind. I am now down for welfare. Do it. Go get the welfare. Take it away from the wars. It's better. Sure. I would rather see my tax dollars help your family out, if need be, than go to war.
Than build a Hellfire missile? Or a B-52 bomber? Or a stealth fighter jet? Or guard the opium in Afghanistan? Or what about, you know, we should invade Africa. Oh, we already are invading Africa, aren't we? AFRICOM's going on. It's thick and strong. You know, the Ebola cases down there. How much funding does it take? If everyone was on welfare, would just contract Ebola. Especially the corporate welfare folks. You know what
I'm
saying?
That's frightening. You just made a frightening statement. What if everybody on... See, you say welfare. You need to say, like that's taking government money. Because you say welfare and people just immediately think social welfare. But people don't think about corporate welfare, the whole...
Well, that's who's taking the most of the government money is the corporate welfare.
That's exactly what
the corporate sanctions and corporate subsidies and government bailouts. That's all taxpayer money. Is that door open again?
Oh, it's open.
Wide open.
Wide.
Come on in. Come on down. You're the next contestant. If you'd like to be signed up for our new program, you could maybe qualify for a new car through the welfare assistance program. We're certainly not giving away any B-52 bombers.
That would be nuts. You know, that's the welfare program, like a drone welfare program.
Yeah, free drone. Here's what I look forward to for as far as drones go. I want my pizza to, I want every house to have like a dumbwaiter that comes in through the ceiling and a drone can just land in it and deliver you whatever you want. That would be excellent.
That's supposedly what it's coming that's to, right?
Got, is shit. It? Is it? And they're going to know what I want before I even order it, is what I really want. So that I can have a chip implanted.
See, I don't know what I want before I fucking order
I don't
order
either.
It.
I don't either. They have, they just this just come out where in restaurants they're going to have eye scanners that watch where your eyes go to on the menu and decide what you want to eat before you even order it.
These computers don't know what I want to eat.
Well, they say they can predict within a 99.9% accuracy of what you wanted. Even if you didn't think that's what you wanted, and all of a sudden it ordered it for you, and it came, and you're like, yeah, that is what I wanted. How did they know? It's like magic. I mean, pretty soon, no one's even going to really have to think for themselves. Are they?
So I read a story that drones were flying off the shelves for Christmas. All sorts of drones, from big expensive ones to cheap ones. That was the biggest gift of the year. That's how frightening is that?
What are everybody doing with these drones? I'd rather see a bunch of drones in the hands of the public than a bunch of drones in the hands of maniacal all the, government.
Of all the gifts that could fly off the shelves, it would be drones. Nice.
Absolutely that.
What is this, comedy hour? Cracking jokes? Fuck, we're trying to be serious here.
Go ahead.
Flying off the shelves.
That's
pretty solid.
I'm an RC helicopter pilot. I've been flying them for about 2 years. What people consider drones are actually quadcopters, and you can go down to your local store here in Billings and get them.
And put a little camera on them and have your own
little... For $400 and have a camera mount ready.
And a scary little drone.
But,
yeah, you're pretty good at flying those.
Exactly.
Yeah, you are.
It's not really a drone unless it's autonomous.
Yes. And every $400 drone you can get, you can have your transmitter or your remote, as most people would know it. You can hit the home button and that drone will fly and land within 15 feet of you.
That's just basic fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
That's just basic, like what peasants can get.
That's what it is.
Right?
I have an indoor-outdoor helicopter that cost me about $300 without the transmitter. Yeah,
you need a camera for that.
No, I don't.
So you can look into the people's windows. You can
Because a new sport is shooting drones or quadcopters out of the sky.
And it sounds like a really fun sport, actually.
Shooting.
That'd be tough. Those things can maneuver. You know what I mean? I mean, so imagine it guided by computer with sensors to sense when bullets are coming at it even. You'll never hit these government drones that they got coming out the pipeline.
No.
You know, I mean.
What about the blimps? Do you guys hear about the blimps that are going up on the East Coast?
Technically, that one in Florida, like you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
Not actually a blimp.
The blimps are from North Carolina to Boston. That's where they were running.
What are they?
What is this Florida blimp?
That's the one I heard about. It was supposed to be hanging in Florida. And the thread I was reading, one guy was getting crazy because, quit calling it a blimp. It's this kind of airship, but it doesn't have an internal structure, so it's not a blimp. It's a balloon.
It's a dirigible.
Well, see, if you go to Stripes.com, and Stripes.com's the military website, they'll tell you about these blimps that they're putting out, and from North Carolina to Boston, and they're saying that they're for missile defense for East Coast cities, and these are for surveillance. How is a blimp ever going to fucking do anything about a missile? It doesn't even make sense. And it's just for total surveillance, and it's frightening. Yeah. Just more government welfare... corporate welfare programs, military welfare, and
I think it's for both surveillance and missile control. I mean, they're going to know that somebody launched a missile from us across the ocean. So they could easily drop, use the speed of gravity to make that missile gain, and just, it could intercept the missile in the middle of the ocean, and then the atomic bomb would blow up before it even reaches the city. Because we all know you can't control what isn't there. So why would they try to destroy the city they're trying to control? It makes no sense.
They don't want to destroy the city they're trying to control. They want surveillance over the city they're trying to
control. No, other people want to destroy us. I'm not worried about them trying to destroy us. Who? Whoever they are.
Who?
I don't know.
Who is they?
Who is they?
Look at all smart us.
Who is they?
North Korea.
Wasn't there a really awesome radio show on Tuesday nights?
I heard about who is they.
North Korea.
Yeah, I heard it was just the other week.
It was us 2 weeks ago.
North Korea can barely tie their shoes, much less perform a hack of that magnitude.
No shit.
Okay.
That was CIA.
Give me a break.
Their only goal in life is destroy America.
Yeah, but
the only threat we need to really worry about is North Korea.
Every time North Korea tries to test one of their missiles, we shoot it out of the air.
Exactly.
I mean, they can't even do that.
That's why we shoot them out of the air. It's because we're scared in North Korea, and we should be.
Kim Jong-il is a crazy idiot and will use nukes.
From what we know, they ain't got the fuel to get any of their army over here anyways. So unless Russia teamed up with them, we're kind of safe from them. They're poor. They ain't got nothing. They're all closed off. You know, they're pissed off. They got little dick syndrome or something. We don't know what's going on with them. We really don't know. They're closed off. Nobody knows.
And that's what should be the scariest of them all, is we don't really know what's going on with North Korea.
With the surveillance and satellites and everything, I would say that U.S. intelligence probably has a good beat on what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
You can't fart without them seeing the methane come out your ass, man, really.
Good point.
They know all about it.
They know how deep they're dug in. They know where all their little bases are. They listen to all their email or, you know, in their phone conversations. I mean, Kim Jong-un can't call Dennis Rodman without the government listening to the conversation.
Dennis Rodman.
I was just saying.
Dennis Rodman, and they should do a gay porn and try to save the deficit.
They should do a gay porn
with Barack Obama and Vladimir Putin. It should be a fucking four-way gay porn. Fucking, we'll save the deficit. They'll sell the movie.
Michelle Obama comes in and flops her big old dick out and fucks all of them.
Michelle Obama comes and fucks all four of them in the ass. Yes.
That is what I want to see. That movie of the year.
That is what I want to see.
Fuck this either. The interview bullshit. Why can't they hack into some crap like that? That's where it's at.
This is bullshit to sell the movie.
What's bullshit of it all is that Hollywood actually bowed to North Korea.
For a moment. They're putting it out tonight.
On the internet.
No, it's not.
Simultaneously on the internet and in theaters.
They're putting it out in theaters.
Yeah.
Sweet. You can watch it free online.
Yeah, and Barack Obama was like, I, Sony Pictures is awesome and blah, blah, blah.
Number one, Sony Pictures is owned by Japan.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, a Japanese company, not an American company. What the fuck do we give a shit in America about a Japanese picture company got hacked by supposedly North fucking Korea? Come on now, really? North Korea, who can't even... two cities in North Korea have power. I mean, they're not really...
Really?
It's something like that, yeah. They don't really have... Too. They're not really first world that much, you know?
And that's what brings me... I mean, they can't just get their stuff over here. They can't do it. So I'm not worried unless somebody teams up with them. They'd have to have an ally.
Well, their leader is supposed to be Buddha, right? That's why they worship him. It's supposed to be like the third reincarnation of Buddha.
Some shit like the granddaddy was the first, the rebirth of Buddha, whatever.
Mm. Sounds like Buddha fucking would want to put everybody in prison camps. You know what was funny was the internet going down. like the internet went down in North Korea. What the fuck is their government going to allow them to look at? No YouTube, no Google, no fucking Twitter, no porn, no fucking nothing fun. It's bullshit. No news. You get to email each other. Email each other what? And order breadsticks from fucking...
It's mostly the government that uses the internet over there anyways.
Exactly. The fucking bullshit.
The internet created by the CIA and DARPA, you mean?
Wasn't the internet created to... For nuclear missiles? It was to intertwine all the nuclear missiles. That's originally what it was for. Yeah.
You've reached DEFCON 3.
If the internet,
do you want to play again?
It's exactly you know? Like the .com industry. It's going to kill itself. We just need to wait, and it will all.
The internet's not going anywhere.
No.
The internet will be around long after human beings.
We'll just restart it.
The machines, dude, the internet will figure out how to keep itself alive. It'll keep the mines going. It'll keep the oil refineries going. The machines will figure out how to do it. Oh.
You get a private network and hook everybody up on a private network.
The machines are going to kill us all.
We'll figure it out. But
the machines are going to kill us first.
Yes.
Once they do figure all that out, I guess that's when they kill us. Then that's when it's rise of the machines. I've been saying, if you're not prepared to kill all of these machines and die for the cause, then you might as well not be in it at all.
Yeah.
Because
stay playing video games and chilling
just
out.
Just sit around and it doesn't matter. Go
keep
to Walmart.
Fisting yourself.
I think
and
Dancing with the Stars
life.
Is on. Oh, I'm so sorry that your IQ is only not 80. I mean,
I love Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah.
Of course
no.
You would.
No, yeah,
I hate every other show, but that's a good one.
I do not admit that on the air.
America's Got Talent. Now that's a show.
Oh. Corporate fucking.
You would think they'd be doing more public executions, and that would be big.
That'd be awesome. I like.
Well, I'm sure there's going to be a show. I predict the next big show coming out on TV will be probably on HBO.
Beheadings?
On HBO,
say
it's going to be something.
Oh
beheadings.
God, please.
So. You know what I like to hear the best when I watch beheadings is really good local Montana music. It goes great with any beheading
it
show.
It does.
So I think we're going to play some for you now. Think about beheadings while you listen to it. We
and
love
not,
you.
Not, and not Muslim. Not having to do with anything Muslim.
No, it's nothing Muslim. It's just
nothing Muslim.
You know,
just
good old-fashioned decapitation.
How fun it would be to put an infidel down on their knees and just cut their head off.
You know, or a lawbreaker.
Okay. This is one of those tracks. If you ever lost somebody and meant to lie to you, it's one of those. I've been losing a lot of people lately, but I surely miss my brother Lenzo. And this is one of those that's dedicated to him.
Brother Lenzo swimming around in the sky. I know that guy wasn't neat, but I gotta ask why I'm not a selfish guy. Or at least I don't think I am yet. I know if I could, I'd travel back in time and change the end. I say that with the grin, cause I know that you're killing it. Up there on the block with Pac and soon Eminem. I just miss my friend, I wish that you were here. With Cuddy and the boys in the woods drinking beer. Fishing, hunting deer, doing some crazy shit. Then chilling around a fire for some freestyle spit. Straight gibberish. After one too many sips, yet we still thought the licks from my lips were so sick. Chills a bit. Start to creep up my spine. Every single time your face comes in my mind. Wipe the tears, slip the side. There's a smile's what I see. I gotta be the big brother you expected me to be. Didn't think I'd make it this far. I started breaking down after 16 bars. But the ruts in the road only get more rough. I took a page from your book, the title titled out tough. I couldn't get enough, how it ended in love. And now to think about you looking out for us from up above. Just one more hug is all that I am asking for. I find myself begging and you pick me up from the floor. Hard to ignore the footprints that you left. I found a great poem on my tattoo on my chest. Right by my heart, always keep you close. Keep the soul warm from the head to the toes. Cause God knows ain't nothing like losing fam. And God knows that I am just a family man. Damn, I wish you were here singing along. And God only knows I wish I could delete the song.
Put it in a but I know what it helped the fact that you were gone. Hope you live long as your soul flows on. They be waiting for me on God's front line. They told me I should put it in a song. But I knew what it helped the fact that you were gone. Hope you live long as your soul flows on. They be waiting for us on God's front line.
Rest in peace, Brother Lenzo.
Soundbite. It's just me. Listen. I couldn't breathe. Some nights I couldn't sleep. You left me on this crash course to clean up the debris. Oh, how it burned when everywhere I turned. Something reminded me of you. I guess I should have learned.
Garbage shit, so I'm asking kindly, please suck my dick. So when I call you out, Will you fucking stand a fight, or will you run like a bitch? Take off and flight. Canada to the north or the top of the map. Wyoming to the south, and we will gladly scrap. We're not nice like the north and the south. We will take our fists and we will knock you the fuck out. So if you wanna bring all of the gang shit here, you better do it quietly, be running away in fear. You think we give a damn about a juggalo? Those bitches waiting in line for the final blow. Let's go!
Come on, Janet, don't fuck around. We are the ones who will take you down to the ground. Do us wrong, we're gonna settle the score. Shut the fuck up because we're ready for war. Montana, don't fuck around. We are the ones who will take you down to the ground. Do what's wrong, we're gonna settle the score. Shut the fuck up because we're ready for war.
No choice but to trust the enemy. I suppose to put it into lucid terminology, the ability, by definition, to theoretically interfere with someone's thoughts and general ability to progress in life without conscious knowledge of their own behavior, by just being, simply breathing, is considered the 15 steps of assisted addiction. Now, your demeanor, your behavior, even alone with me right now, leads me to believe you are a victim to this unfortunate disorder. I'm going to be honest with you. More times than not, this disease is irreparable and is hopelessly accompanied by institutionalism of some kind. Sometimes it's the safest last resort. You understand? It's okay. It's okay sometimes to just take some time for yourself to do what's best for you.
Awesome local music with feeling the police brutality. Loving the police brutality these days. There's so much of it to go for. I mean, would you like to see some baby flash grenaded into a wronghouse no-knock SWAT team raid? Or would you rather see some pregnant lady get kicked over onto the cement and her arm broke by some crazy...
Well, is she pregnant with my baby?
Well, she's not my baby. I mean, most babies...
Let's get rid of it.
Most girls that are pregnant, it's usually mine, I guess. But whatever. That's a whole different thing. So, what music was that again? That was awesome. Good local stuff.
Yeah, that was... starting the break with Poetic Intelligence, then Rachel S., Rumor versus Reality, and rounding it out with Unicorn Cannery.
Unicorn Cannery. That's probably one of my favorite ones on this whole thing, actually.
Because the name is so fucking catchy.
And they sing about police brutality.
They're canning unicorns.
Yeah, how it's the Unicorn Cannery. I mean,
I bet unicorns taste good. I bet it's good meat.
If you get a unicorn, you can take it down there and they'll give you a free, you know, a little.
Yeah, if you get a unicorn, you can get it fucking
from taxidermy. Unicorn Cannery, yes. They're paying for all
they're,
unicorns.
They're singers and taxidermists, so.
So that's awesome. So, I mean, what is with all this police brutality lately?
Well, police brutality, police morality. Yeah.
So why is the media hyping all this crap? Why is it coming over my Facebook feed every 20 minutes? A cop block or, you know,
they're militarizing
all this
the
shit,
police. They're militarizing the police so the last days of the proletariat can be known.
Yes.
Unfortunately. I really hate to say it. I mean, it does. It scares me. It breaks my heart. You never know what's going to happen.
Oh, I know what's going
to
happen.
I mean, you know, there's... like,
it's pretty easy to see what's going to happen.
It's easy to see.
It's total takeover.
Yeah.
And if you think the government's not going to use all these weapons that they're building up against us, you're a fucking idiot.
It's the fact that
you are
America is
stooge.
So used to it, when they see it happening, they'd rather get on their phone and post it to YouTube, be the first one to upload it into the web so you can get publicity and then get arrested and then get arrested 2 weeks later
for recording a police.
Yeah, or if you're a witness to a crime, you can get hired onto the city as a part-time job for $9 an hour. It's like temporary, but yeah, your buddy was just gunned down by the policeman and they offer you a job.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, then.
Hold
yeah,
on.
So, I mean,
hold
yeah,
on.
Yeah,
rewind.
Whatever. All right.
That?
Thanks.
No. Who was that? So, Michael Brown was gunned down? The buddy that was with him got offered a job for the city.
Clean the toilet?
That's
I don't
what,
know. Nobody knows
saying.
What it is. Nobody knows what it is. It was just a job.
Working
that was temporary.
Drug informant. Fucking.
As an informant.
How many guns can you buy in one day there,
and
big boy?
They were like, well, we needed to hire so many low-income people for work, and we figured this guy would be a perfect candidate. Seeming his given situation.
That's exactly what I was not thinking.
You know, first of all, I'd like to thank MT Radio for
hosting the Big Ed.
Of course.
Big Ed in studio.
For hosting
in the
man
flesh
of the town. But first of all, thank you guys for turning me about. I'm a registered voter in Yellowstone County.
He votes. Ed votes here. Oh. And imagine
that.
He's an actual registered voter. He votes for everything. This man is a dedicated voter.
Yes.
Ed, and I've tried to talk him out of it, and he's not even hearing me. I'm glad you brought this up.
However, yeah. I have since seen light that the media Every cop in this country loves the media this day because they're hyping all this killing of the cops up, and it's great. It's great for media. It's great for business.
Oh, yeah.
It's great for business. It is. It
really is. Just like starting fires creates jobs. It's a similar thing that we're looking at here. You know? They're hyping this whole, these police were executed. These family men that work for this.
It works out awesome. Because now you got half of the people, I want to become a cop now, and derba-der, and you got the other half saying fucking, they're totally behind it. Like, well, I want to kill more cops now. It is. Good for business. Awesome.
Our government, good for fucking business.
That's exactly what it is. On all sides.
Should be truly for the people. With the people, and we are not there.
It should be.
No everyday Joe, it feels okay around a cop because they have so much power to fuck everybody's lives up bad.
Even if
you're not doing anything wrong, they can come in and be like, well, the dog hit on your car and search it, and your friend left a pill that fell out of her purse in the fucking passenger
seat. And now I need to stick your fingers
catching a charge. Yeah. Over some dumb shit or whatever, man. Anything can happen on that.
It's crazy.
No one should have to be under that tight of scrutiny. We are human beings. We're not damn robots. We are.
Exactly.
Who said that they could have this much power over us? Why are we letting that happen?
My father was in Delta Force in the Army for 25 plus years. When my dad said, I got to go to work, I never knew where he was going because I couldn't, nor could my family. He was involved in the Noriega takedown, all kinds of shit.
Did you say Delta Force?
Yes. Yeah. My dad was the real deal, and I am forever in debt for my country because I was born in Fort Lewis, Washington. If it wasn't for the military, I wouldn't be here. I was 3 months premature. But today, I'm scared of my government. Truly scared.
Scared of the military that you grew up in.
Yes.
Because you've talked to me about this. I mean,
there's different factions of this military, though. There's people that are in the military that are really awake to what's going on. Especially being in the military, they see what's going on, and then they get to thinking, like, what? Whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, I just attended a meeting. And they said that George Washington was bad for some reason. I thought we're going to be targeting constitutionalists. And then you think, whoa, wait, didn't I swear an oath to the Constitution? And why aren't I a constitutionalist then? You know, and people in the military, it brings it more into focus for them because they are right in there. They're the front lines on that.
Yep.
You know, the orders are coming down directly to them to implement this type of shit.
While we're on the topic of military, I have to say to anybody out there listening is don't join the military.
Agreed.
That's all I got.
Agreed. Okay.
Don't join the military. I mean, the military's in the business of killing. So don't join the military and then go kill a bunch of people and then be like, oh, well, I didn't know what I was going to be fucking be doing and but the fucking bullshit. Don't join the military because you got all these people that are joining the military and they're killing a bunch of people and they're coming back and they're getting fucking post-traumatic stress disorder and it's bullshit.
And then
it's turning into a big, huge welfare. That's a big, huge welfare quagmire is the veterans bullshit because a lot of money is going out to veterans. And I mean, I can understand some, but I mean,
serve for 4 years and come back and collect
$100,000 a year in welfare benefits forever
for the rest of your life.
Forever?
That seems disproportionate. I don't know.
Maybe not. I mean, I've never been to war. I'm not. I'm a pussy.
But see, I also say, why don't we give our veterans? If you served, did your whatever, and you come back, you get 10 acres of land
that you get to own for the rest of your life.
So.
Yeah.
You can't bequeath it to your children, or you can't will it to anyone. But when you die, it goes back into the government pool of land to give to other vets. And maybe they should do something like that, eh? Maybe their PTSD wouldn't be so bad if they were you know, more taken care of. You got your own piece of land. You can go out there and whatever and be do whatever you want. Now you got a little piece of America that you fucking fought for. You're going to feel a little better for it. Instead of coming back to the police state, yes, and your mom just got pulled over and put in jail because she didn't have her seatbelt on and didn't her insurance expired and fucking her checkbook wasn't balanced right and whatever. Now I got to obey my mom out of jail because this cop beat her up or whatever because she was like, I don't know. It's happening every day. And so veterans do not want to come home to that.
No.
That's a huge deal. And now they're thinking, I just went and killed all these people and defended my country and my idea of freedom that I thought was great. I love my country. Now I hate my government. Now I hate the tyranny that what are they trying to do at home here? Love my country. What are you guys doing?
The same thing they were doing.
That's exactly what I am. I love my country because my father saw shit that you and I and everyone else in this room could never imagine.
I can imagine.
No, you can't.
I
don't want to imagine.
He is my hero. And I love my country. But I can't love my government. I just can't. Because they betrayed us.
Betraying us every day more and more.
Our government did betray us. Absolutely.
Sending all of our American jobs away over to overseas.
Yeah.
That's one of my hugest big pet. That's like, holy shit, man. Why are we not the most prosperous? Telling all our paying farmers not to grow food so that we have to import food from other countries. We used to be the breadbasket of the world. And now we're importing food. These are some of my biggest beefs with the government, right? You know, as far as all that goes. That's what they're doing. Starting all these wars, exporting all of our jobs. Importing food and not allowing our farmers here at home to grow food, subsidizing their not growing. That's just insane. So we got 3 minutes. What do you think is the best point you want to make? You want to leave a point onto the world? You got, I don't know, 40 seconds each. Go. You can start with your go ahead. Whack Java.
Oh, you put me on the spot.
Yeah, all right. Nothing. You want to leave a message? You got like 30 seconds. For us.
You know what? Yeah. Everybody, do what you can to live happily.
That's pretty good. I like to live happily. What you got?
Long live America, the true home of the brave and the American way. Moonshine and herb. That's what we need to believe in. Whiskey and pot. If you can't believe in that, you're not a true American. Thank you.
I happen to agree.
Amen.
What do you got?
I think that about summed it up, what I was thinking, actually. Merry Christmas to all the Jews and all the Christians that celebrate Christmas and Hanukkah. And
Muslim. A happy new year.
And fuck all the Muslims. I hate Muslims. No, I'm just kidding. I love Muslims.
I think they can have a good Christmas too. We have ham sandwiches.
They can have, right? Yeah. We got ham sandwiches and bacon. And
so I burkas. Think that nobody wants us to, their grandchildren or their children to grow up in a police state where they have to go through a checkpoint and everything on every corner. No one wants their grandkids to have to go through this kind of tyranny, wind up being sold into sex slave camps or being in prison over some dumb, unjust laws. We need to overthrow this whole impending tyranny. We can fight back. Civil disobedience is the way. Don't pay your taxes. Don't go to court. Don't pay your fines. Don't play into the system. Don't answer questions when cops ask you questions. Don't have to show your ID. Don't get your driver's license. Drive without it because you have the right to travel freely. Read the Constitution. Read the Declaration of Independence. Read the writings of Thomas Jefferson. Read the writings of who was the other guy? George Washington.
G-Dub.
You know, the Federalist and the Anti. Let's start with the Federalist. Anti-Federalist Papers. This was the Intel Scanner.
Tuesday nights.
Every Tuesday. Love you. Bye.